Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella, and today on the program, we're going to hear from Pella Police Chief Robert Bokinski. He's going to tell us about their new opening for a new police officer. All right, well, Chief Bokinski, you guys are now looking for a new police officer to fill a position in Pella, and can you tell me a little bit of background about why this new officer will be needed?
Yes, our current authorized staff is 15. We lost an officer here recently. He moved to another agency, larger agency. You know, an agency our size, when you lose one officer, you know, that's about 7% of our workforce. And even though it is just one employee, his absence is felt here. And, you know, we'd certainly like to fill that promptly.
So as people start to apply, what are the things that you'll be looking for in your candidates?
Our testing process is competency-based. Some of it's state-mandated, and others other components are really driven by the Pella Police Department. As far as competency-based, what we're looking for in a candidate is somebody who's going to be a very good fit for Pella, for the Pella Police Department and for our community. If we were running this test in one of the larger metropolitan areas, it would be a totally different examination that they would go through. Obviously, a city the size of Chicago, New York, they're looking for something a little bit different than we are here in Pella. It is police work. You do many of the same things, but this is a different community, and the officer needs to be a good fit.
So what makes a good fit for an officer in Pella?
Well, they have to understand the expectations that the police department has for them. They have to understand the expectations that the community has as well. This is not a run-and-gun community. This is a service-oriented police department. Pella's a very nice community, and our police department takes a lot of pride in that. We'd like to think that we had something to do with that, and we want to assure that this stays a nice community. We do things here that you may not see in the bigger agencies. A lot of them, if you want to report a theft, a bicycle theft, stolen plates off your vehicle, a police officer doesn't show up. You have to go to the website and you file your own police report. You never do see a police officer. That's not Pella. You know, we're very service oriented. We want to know our community, and you know, a case like that, we want to see it through. We'd like to solve that type of a crime.
What can applicants expect as far as the testing process goes?
Well, it's really broken down into several areas. First off, the state of Iowa is a civil service state, so the whole process is overseen by the Civil Service Commission. In Pella, it's three commissioners. They are appointed, and they actually serve as one of the primary points during a portion of the interview process. The candidates will go through a civil service board interview. They'll also be presented in front of the interview board consisting of members of the police command staff. And the third interview stage will be an interview with me, the chief of police. In addition to that, there's certain state-mandated tests. Those include a physical fitness test where they will participate in four different exercises. One will be a mile and a half run for time. One will be number of push-ups in a minute. Another is number of sit-ups in a minute. And the fourth component is a flexibility test. Again, those are mandated by the state, and the state also establishes minimum standards for that that they'll have to satisfy to advance into the state through the process. After that, that is actually the first testing mechanism we use. The second test will be a written aptitude test. It's called a POSE test. In that, there's a couple stages to the exam, and that's a measure of not just intelligence, but aptitude for policing. It really focuses on the things that a police officer does. There's a little bit of a common sense component to it. There's also a measure of, you know, ability to understand and interpret law, writing ability, reading comprehension. Also, after a conditional offer of employment's made, they'll have to submit to psychological testing. And the purpose of this is to test their mental constitution. to see how they'll hold up during stressful situations, how they'll hold up working midnights for an extended period of time. How do you do as a police officer when things are very, very slow, and then all of a sudden you go from that to a high-speed incident? And it takes a certain mental constitution, again, to perform well in those circumstances, and that's what the test is designed to measure.
I imagine this is a pretty important decision for a chief of police.
Oh, most certainly is. Perhaps it may even be considered the most important administrative decision a chief of police has to make. When you consider that this decision, we may be living with it for 25 years, not just us here at the police department, but the community. We want to make sure we get the right officer. We want somebody who's, like I said, a good fit, somebody who perform well, somebody who'll take a lot of pride in this community and keeping it the way that it is.
All right. So how can anyone who's interested apply?
Well, if they simply go to the City of Pella website, which is cityofpella.com, they'll notice along the left menu bar at the very top is a link to the employment page. If they go there, they'll see a number of job openings that currently exist within the city. One of them is for the police officer position. And if they just hit another hyperlink there, it'll take them to the civil service application. They'll want to complete that and get that to City Hall. It needs to be notarized, and the application period is actually open until February 1st at 4:30. And again, we'll accept applications to then. The position will be advertised locally on our website. It'll also be advertised regionally, and we're going to try something new this time. We're going to advertise on several websites that are law enforcement based, specific to Iowa. So we'll see what kind of interest we can generate there.
All right. Well, thanks for talking with me today, and good luck as you're looking for a good candidate.
Thanks again, Brad. Very, very nice to speak with you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Police Chief Robert Bokinski, and he's talked about the new police officer position that's open. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.